As the Food and Drug Administration investigates the salmonella outbreak that prompted the massive egg recall, it's also implementing a new egg inspection program. The program is new this summer, but it was first proposed more than a decade ago. NPR's Peter Overby reports on what took so long.
It was a Saturday in December 1999 when President Bill Clinton proposed the egg rule. He told a radio audience that salmonella contamination in eggs was a health risk to be taken seriously.
That's why today I'm taking new action on food safety to cut in half, over the next 5 years, the number of salmonella cases attributed to eggs. And our goal is to eliminate these cases entirely by 2010.
Obviously, that target date has slipped. But egg producers say that wasn't their fault.
No, we never tried to delay or object to the rule itself.
Howard McGuire is vice president of government relations for United Egg Producers, a cooperative association that includes, among many others, the two Iowa companies where tainted eggs originated and started this summer's panic. McGuire describes a regulatory process that moved only in fits and starts and left egg producers waiting for the FDA to act. At the Center for Science in the Public Interest, Food Safety Director Caroline Smith-DeWall largely agrees.
The agency just proceeded very, very slowly in moving the regulation forward.
She says one big roadblock after 2000 was the Bush administration's Department of Health and Human Services. It didn't want to expand the FDA's responsibility this way. And when the proposed egg rule did move forward in 2004 and again in 2008, the United Egg Producers did not object to the rule itself, as McGuire says, but they did question the FDA's ability to do the inspections. McGuire noted that some states already had voluntary programs, and the number of salmonella cases was dropping nationwide. McGuire also got to make his case to the White House Office of Management and Budget, which, Caroline Smith-DeWall notes, was basically anti-regulation during the Bush administration.
The egg industry clearly knew they had a friendly audience at OMB for delaying or changing aspects of the regulation.
In letters written to regulators at that time, McGuire pointed out that the FDA already had new burdens of inspecting imported food, and its budget was being squeezed. He asked, quote, "Does FDA really want to add more than 4,000 individual inspections of farms to its existing workload?" McGuire insists his people have no special problem with the FDA.
That's not been a disagreement between the industry and FDA. It's just been us urging that that's a good way to implement it.
And the way he's talking about is for state inspectors or the U.S. Department of Agriculture to do safety inspections for the FDA.
We said, hey, these folks are already on our at our packing plants four times a year, which where many of our farms are located. Since they're going there anyway, come to an understanding with them where they can perform the inspections.
But the state inspection programs are voluntary, and the USDA inspectors are in the Agricultural Marketing Service, which doesn't have a culture of safety enforcement. So DeWall is skeptical.
I mean, clearly the voluntary programs haven't been sufficient, and also the AMS is a quality agency, not a safety agency.
The upshot? The egg rule didn't go forward until the Obama administration took office last year, and it didn't take effect until July 9th. The FDA recall this month reaches back to cover eggs since early April. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered.